Good morning.
Tony, how are you this morning?
I'm doing very well. That bug has got you, huh?
You know, I thought I sidestepped it. It's gone through my household, but apparently not.
You know what? I like it better when I get it than when the kids get it, because it's a lot easier for me to deal with, you know?
Right, exactly.
Well, thanks so much for being with us. Lots going on. I wanted to get your take on a constitutional amendment that would protect school funding. I found it interesting. You made a statement, and you basically said that the governor is taking monies away from schools to give tax breaks to his cronies. Do you believe that?
I do. You know, the school aid fund is a separate pot of money at the state, and it happens to be flush. And what the governor has proposed is taking $900 million out of that fund to educate our kids and putting it into the general fund so that he can afford to give away, you know, almost $2 billion in tax breaks. And so, you know, what that would do to our schools is a $715 cut per pupil. I mean, it will be throw over 150 school districts into bankruptcy immediately by doing that, and put everyone else teetering on the brink of it. So what we've said is we need to amend our Constitution to protect the school aid fund. It was created to be a dedicated source of funding for schools, and it was restricted so that, you know, what voters thought was that no governor or legislature could get their grubby hands on it when they created it through the lottery and Proposal A. So we want to say we don't ever want to see this happen again. School funding should go to schools. It's not about partisanship. It's about keeping our promise to our kids and to the taxpayers that agreed to put their money into the school aid fund when they adopted Proposal A.
Do you have the votes?
Well, you know what? I am somewhat optimistic. You know, despite Republican domination in Lansing, a few of my colleagues have said that they support the same concept. And so I hope that we can put this on the ballot and in the interim reject the governor's move to steal this money out of the school aid fund.
When I heard your comments about the governor giving those tax breaks and taking away from education, it made me wonder, why don't we just put a freeze for a year or two on these tax breaks until we get our budget house in order?
Well, I think that that makes a lot of sense. And, you know, to say we should withdraw money from our kids and use the school aid fund as a slush fund, I just think is a terrible message. You know, it's going back on a promise. It's buffaloing the taxpayer who agreed to do this. And it's irrational to think that you can move the state forward without making sure that our schools are strong. I mean, what business or individual is going to locate in Michigan if your local school district's in bankruptcy?
Is it feasible for one or two years to give up giving new tax breaks? I know we want to create a business environment which creates jobs, but until the budget was taken care of, is that feasible?
Well, I think so. You know, I mean, the chief complaint about the Michigan business tax is that it's complicated. So I think that you can rewrite the tax code. I mean, the lieutenant governor is the one who wrote it in the first place. I think he can rewrite it with the help of the legislature and make it simple, but not steal from kids in the process. I mean, you can make it so that you're not giving away $2 billion, make the code simpler, and then if we find that Michigan starts to turn around and there is the ability to afford tax breaks, we should give it then. But at this point, there's just not, without stealing from kids, and that's just not the right thing to do.
It sounds like this governor and some of the things that he wants to do definitely is way off base in your perspective.
Well, it is. I don't think that you can, you know, it's not logical to think that you can give a 60% cut to businesses, you know, in their tax cut, you know, give them a big break and cut all of our schools to pay for it and think that it's going to help the state move forward. Every metric, every study you see shows that investment in education is the best thing you can do for the economy, that all boats rise when you make that investment, and that's, you can't afford not to do it and hope that you're going to move the state forward. It just doesn't pan out. And for an administration that likes metrics and studies, every study shows that putting money into education is the best investment you can make.
Senator, do you think there is a underlying Republican agenda to end unions?
Well, I, you know, I'm, What we've seen in other states, whether it's Kasich or it's Walker or it's Snyder, is that there does seem to be, it's hard to imagine it's a coincidence that they're pushing a lot of similar agendas.
You believe that HB 4408, legislation passed by the Senate Republicans, actually hurts workers?
I do. It was one step forward and two steps back. Over 30 states took the one step forward, which was making use of one-time federal dollars for their unemployed. But what we did, unlike the rest of those states, is say, well, we're going to go down from we're going to take two steps backwards by cutting the state aid for our unemployed. We went from 26 weeks down to 20, and that's a permanent change in exchange for a one-time boost from the federal government. It ultimately will have a huge impact on the unemployed in the state of Michigan to their detriment.
The taxes on pensions, how do you stand?
I do not support the taxes on pensions.
And my final question for you this morning is, we've got all these things to pay for, not enough money. How do we handle this?
Well, I think that if you have a real honest scrutiny of our tax code and look at every tax break, there's over $36 billion worth of tax breaks. You know, it's bigger than the state budget. If you look through all of the money that we don't collect, that we give away to special interests, and say, all right, does this one work? Does this one really pan out for jobs or the public policy we're trying to establish here? If the answer is yes, we should keep it. If it's no, we should get rid of it. That would really be rolling up our sleeves and going to work, and it would require a lot of shared sacrifice. But I think that's what this governor said he wants to do, and I think that's the fairest, most logical way of moving the state forward.
Senator, thanks so much for your time. We hope you feel better.
Thank you so much, Tony. Have a good one.